This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. Joining me this morning is John Lyman III. He's the Executive Vice President of Lyman Orchards in Middlefield. Lyman Orchards has been around for years, John, and that's saying something in the state of Connecticut.
Good morning, Joey. It is. We go back, actually, it's 1741 that we started farming here in Middlefield. So it makes me the eighth generation of Lyman's tilling the land, if you so to speak. So we have a long history. Lyman Orchards today is a little different than it was back in 1741, but I think we've had to change over the years and have offerings that attract a lot of people, especially in a state like Connecticut. You've got to be changing all the time.
And that's one thing, you know, over the years, the farm and the land has been used differently. Before it was just, you know, an agriculture farm. But over the years, it's gone more of that farming, tourist attraction, agri events, if you will. Yep. And there's so much going on there. It's open all year round for the most part.
It is. And, you know, it's... I think, you know, I tell people our biggest resource is the land, and so we've got to be creative in how we use it. So it's really about open space use. So that's where the golf courses come into, you know, make sense alongside the farming. It's just a good, productive use of open space. And so we have evolved, and really the last 50 years is kind of, you know, what people know of us today with all the things that we've introduced. We do market ourselves as a destination, as you said, because we've got to draw people to the farm to participate, get involved and be active.
And that's the thing, it started as 37 acres. How big is the farm, if we can, the property, is it now from 37 acres to where are we now?
We're now at 1,100 acres.
So it's grown a bit. It's grown a little bit.
It's grown a little bit, yeah. And what's unique, too, is it's all contiguous. It's unusual in a state like Connecticut to have that large a tract of land all together. Many of the farms throughout New England have orchards spread throughout.
Mm-hmm.
To have it all in one place, there's advantages and some disadvantages, but we like to look at the advantages.
And that's one thing, you know, everything's right there. So when picking season comes, which we're still in a little bit, you know, some of the stuff is out, but there's still some great picking to go on, and it's all right there. You don't have to drive around. It's all in the same property. And what's in season right now? If I'm going to head out there this Sunday morning, what am I looking to pick?
Well, we've still got plenty of apples. We've had a wonderful crop of apples. So, and we have a lot of the varieties that people are their favorites. So we've got Macallan still, we've got Empire, we've got Red Delicious, Golden Delicious, we've got Granny Smith, you name it. I mean, we've got close to 12 varieties still. We still have pumpkins. For those who have been a little remiss in terms of getting their pumpkins, it's still time. We have a great selection of pumpkins. We introduced a new activity this year. It's apple cannons. You can fire apples at targets. That'll be running today as well, and of course, the corn maze. The corn maze is going to be running for another couple weeks.
Now, we'll get to the corn maze real quick, but what made this year such a great apple season?
Well, we got through the spring without frost. That's always a critical period. And really, it kind of starts in the winter. We didn't have a harsh winter, that sometimes you can have bud damage because of cold weather. So we got through the winter, got through the spring. Even though it was wet, once that we got past that, it kind of dried out nicely. It had seasonal temperatures and enough rainfall throughout the season. The exception being July, it was really hot, so that kind of was a little unusual. But then August turned around, and it was a very normal month as well. So it's been overall a very good growing season. Lots of sunshine, which the fruit and plants love. And then, of course, adequate moisture.
So now that we'll move to the corn maze. So then, the corn maze must be nice and thick and lush.
It is. It actually, as much as the trees may have been stressed a little bit with the heat in July, the corn loved it. Corn loves hot, humid weather, and that's exactly what we had for parts of the summer. So it grew really, really well. This year's maze, the theme is NASCAR and Joey Logano. Joey, of course, is from Middletown. So it's kind of unusual to have a Connecticut racing star, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done really well. He's from an early age. He's really quite a story, his career, and his foundation that he and his wife run are really phenomenal as well. So we're just pleased to be able to bring attention to him and also have fun with a really fun theme.
That's one thing I should let people know is everyone that attends, a dollar of every admission is donated to the American Cancer Society, which Joey has a big part of.
Absolutely. And so since 2000, this is our 20th season of the Corn Maze, we've actually passed the 600,000 mark that we've raised for the American Cancer Society, which I would have never dreamed when we started that it could get to that level. And it's just been a real, real popular event and well attended, and people love each year the new thing, all the themes that we do.
And how do you come up with those themes? Like, do we plant the corn, think of a theme, and then remove some corn, or is this all like years ahead? Are we looking at 2027 right now?
Well, we're not that good at planning, but we do actually come up with the ideas over this winter and spring. So we know the design prior to really about the planting time. The cutting is done usually when the corn's about knee height. We actually use a design company out of Utah. They're called The Maze, appropriately.
Okay.
And he's the world's largest corn maze designer. So he does, I think, over 220 or so around the world.
That's a great niche to be involved in.
Exactly. He does a phenomenal job. And he really brings a lot of ideas to the table because he has so many operations across the country with the different activities for people to do while they're coming for the farm, for the maze, and whatever. So, we come up with the idea, and then usually we're trying to look at something that might be appropriate for the either year, like an anniversary type thing. We try to make it either regional or national. So one year we did the Connecticut women's basketball because they were, at the time, 78-0. They were going for, at that time, the record by UCLA, which they beat, and they have since beat, which is interesting enough. But that was kind of local to that year. And we've done Yankee Red Sox, of course. You know, we're right at the epicenter.
Oh, we're in the thick of things around
here
with that.
Yeah, so we look at things that would be popular, but also we did the British Invasion celebration of 50 years since the Beatles came over in 1964. So we did that kind of stuff as well.
And that's amazing. You know, you bring in the local down, we'll say down to the dirt where it all starts right there, the corn maze.
Exactly.
And I mean, once the corn maze is done, there's so many other things to do over at Lyman's. You have the apple barrel, which is just fantastic. We always stop in when we go to my mother-in-law's that lives down in Guilford and get some of the, either a pie or the stuffed breads are amazing.
Yeah. No, we're known for our bakery. We built the apple barrel and opened it in 1972. We put a scratch bakery in, and we've since developed our core lines of the donuts, the cookies, and, of course, the pies. The pies are what we're known for. And we not only have apple pie, but we have, you know, whether it be cherry pie, blueberry pie, bumbleberry pie, you name it, we've got different varieties. And I mentioned the donuts. The cinnamon cider donuts are by far
they're a good seller.
they're a good seller. They're by far the most popular item. And people will give up on their diet for the moment to eat those things. They're addictive. We have Taste of the Season, which is an event we do in the store, and we kind of highlight the different foods for the season, and also give recipes of how to prepare some of the local fruits and vegetables for Thanksgiving.
And that's one thing that has grown over the years is that farm to table, you know, going to the farm markets, getting stuff that's in season and preparing that night or having a plan. It's becoming a big thing, the whole farm to table thing. And with you guys doing this, you can, this just came off the field this morning. Here's how to prepare it for the freshest taste and the greatest experience. That's a fantastic thing, I think.
Absolutely. No, and it's good to see because it helps support the local farms. You can't get it fresher, better than buying it right from the farm. Take peaches, for instance. We can leave them on the tree an extra day or two or 3 days. They take on all the sugars, gain the size. You just can't get it better when you can get that close and you can pick it and then have it, like you say, that same day. And people are definitely tuned into that now, and that's great. And hopefully we'll just continue to have that grow and expand.
One thing I've never actually done is the homestead tour.
And actually, that's new. That's new for us this year. It's going to be on the same day, the 7th or the 9th of November. We're going to have guided tours. It is limited, so you can go on our website and sign up, and you'll get a behind-the-scenes tour of the homestead, both first and second floor. A lot of history about the family, but also a lot of tying into the history that was taking place during certain times of the country's history. So it should be hopefully a very educational experience for people.
So we're going to hope for great weather on Saturday and the 9th, and great weather up until then so people can get out there, go to visit the Apple Barrel, go do the corn maze, get lost, have fun. It's a family-friendly, local thing to do. We're talking with John Lyman III of Lyman Orchards, and if anyone wants any more information of anything we just talked about, LymanOrchards.com, easy website to get to, lots of information. John, I appreciate you talking with me this morning, and let's try to get some people out there, do the corn maze. We got the homestead tour. We can do taste of the season so you can know how to cook what's in season. I think that's fantastic. I appreciate your time this morning, John. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, Joey. Thank you.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.